Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Three,
Life Crew. Back at it. Hey, it's snow on the grass, but I don't see nothing on the roads, baby. We good.
102. Jams.
It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning. Schools are closed today. Kids are at home. I'm talking about sleeping good. Fetal position, snuggling. Like just a little drool and just wipe the drool and just turn over and go back to sleep.
Sleeping so good.
While you sitting there getting ready for work. Headed to make them coins.
Yep.
Because your job ain't closed.
Ain't, because the roads are fine.
Roads are fine.
I even took a few side ones. I took my normal way to work, and I drive about 20, 25 minutes, and everything was straight.
Everything was straight.
Everything.
I mean, just look, you know, it's one of them it snows you like.
Yes. It doesn't shut everything down. You know, you're not stuck inside. Now, this kind of snow I could deal with, I like.
Although it did shut down the show a little bit today. Because it's National Car Day. Isn't the car reading day?
Yes.
And we had
will be here.
She is going to be here.
Yes, Miss Carrie will be here.
Last I spoke to you, I thought we had canceled it because of the snow.
No, she'll be here.
She will be here.
Yes, yes.
Miss Carrie, baby. Mm-hmm. 7:05, she will be here.
It's a good fluffy snow out there, too, because I just won the snowball fight.
It wasn't a fight. It was an attack.
I just won the snowball fight.
It was an attack. I'm walking in the building and you just start throwing snowballs at me.
It was an attack.
It was an attack.
Hey, the snow on the ground. You see somebody go for it, you know the fight is on.
The first one went left, so I thought I ain't have to worry about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Open that door to go to walk in, right leg hitting the back. You know what I said to myself, Rob? That's why that boy my first baseman in kickball.
Yes,
that
sir.
Boy deadly.
Gotcha.
That boy deadly.
Tag
that
Joe
first
behind.
One he might miss, but that's what it's going to sting. Your, my legs still sting a little bit right
now. No, it don't for that fluffy snow.
I can feel it.
You can?
Absolutely.
I mean, I might need to get in the minor leagues then. I still got it.
Might need to get a lawyer. Because if I bruise up.
Bruh.
Oh.
My boy going to press charges.
Don't press him.
I don't think there was no witnesses.
Big Rock, were there any witnesses?
Yes.
Big
I
Rock.
Saw everything that happened.
You like life?
I ain't communicating threats. My boy just wants to go to jail
I'm
for the
asking
weekend.
Her a good that's a question.
8 minutes after six, y'all. Happy Friday. All I ever asked was you to pick up the phone. We ain't give him, and if he asks me, I'm not filling up, baby. I let him gas me. A&T at Howard tomorrow night. Xbox One on deck. Halftime, shoot the win. Fat G's will be out there. If you hit that half-court shot, it's simple. You go home with an Xbox One.
Yeah, we got to get this dub. Stay ahead of them Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
13 minutes after 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, which means you control the radio. Free for all. What's on your mind?
Will you guys be giving out circus tickets today?
Yes, we will.
Do you know what time?
I don't.
I think we should give them to her right now.
Wait, but you know it's not the circus with animals.
Oh, she said it wrong. What kind of circus is it?
Hey,
she said it wrong.
Yeah, so I could tell by the way she said that she thought she was going to see Ringling Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Little elephant, little zebra.
I'm curious. Is it for adults or kids?
See, you don't have no clue.
Yeah. It's the Nitro Circus. It's with BMX bikes and scooters and skateboarding and skating.
Oh, my gosh, my son would love it.
Do you think so?
I know so.
How old is he?
He's 5, 6.
Yeah, probably right around
yeah,
the right age.
Yeah, that's
BMX
a great age
that.
For that.
What's your name, Mama?
Sierra.
Well, Sierra's Free For All Friday. Congratulations. You just got you some nice little circus tickets. It's just like that. Where you calling from, Sierra?
Burlington.
All right. Well, listen, Sierra from Big Bear Burlington has won tickets, so there's no need for you to call if you're listening right now saying,
that
dang,
only happened for Sierra.
That's how it happened, man.
It's only happened for Sierra.
That's how it happened.
The spirit
so
moved.
It did.
And
right
she got
then,
blessed.
In that moment. Congratulations to you,
all
Sierra.
Right,
have fun at the circle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mike, we are there.
Seventeen minutes after 6 o'clock, Ray Shrummer. Probably won't hear any music from Ray Shrummer ever again, and that sucks. They were a nice group. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Dang, no.
Y'all the ones that said daggone Jimmy Dunn. Remember how y'all went in on Jimmy
we
that day?
We didn't say Jimmy was done.
Y'all remember how y'all
we
went in on Jimmy that day?
We just said that Jimmy do not make as good music as Sway Lee, and don't nobody want to hear Jimmy by himself. That's y'all, all we said.
Y'all went in on Jimmy.
Was that going in or speaking facts? Hey,
Jimmy, all right.
What's that song we was playing? We didn't even know Jimmy was on it. Like, every time it played, so we'd be like, man, he on there. When?
I don't even think we playing it no more. I can't even think of what song it was that neither had Lil Jimmy on there.
Why? It's Slim Jimmy. It's not Lil Jim.
You don't like us saying Lil
no,
Jimmy?
No, it's Slim Jimmy. That's his name. Jimi Hendrix. Slim Jimmy.
He little, though. Oh, wait a minute. Did you say Jimi Hendrix? So that boy comparing this.
I'm just trying to work today.
Okay. Alright.
I'm just trying to work today without being deterred with your ridiculous.
I was this day years old when I knew that.
No way we were supposed to talk about Ray Shrummer for a minute, right?
Well,
here.
You shouldn't have bought it up.
I just brought up Slim Jimmy.
Who brought up Lil Jimmy?
And then dropped the bomb on us about Lil Jimmy.
After a song, I always recap the artist or something about the artist. I always do that. That should not derail you two.
Well, it did.
That's because y'all always got something to say about Slim Jimmy.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we ain't got
a, y'all got a problem with Slim Jimmy, and I don't understand exactly what it is.
We just saying Sway Lee make better music. Lil Jimmy just don't. We
Slim Jimmy. Slim is not Lil Jimmy. Stop disrespecting
like,
that
Jimmy
man
need to stay with the group.
All right.
Now, Sway Lee, he can go and do his own thing.
Now y'all trying to poke the bear.
But Lil Jimmy.
I see what's going on. I see what's
Lil
going
Jimmy
on
need to stay with the group.
Lil Jimmy.
Look in your eyes, it's dangerous. It's 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, and at 7:05, we got Miss Carrie, baby, reading your tarot card. So make sure you got the phone number, 336-60. Why did I have a brain freeze?
What is really going on?
Because I was about to say the front office number. That's what it was. I was about to say the front office number as if I was talking to a winner.
Uh-huh.
680-1021. That's why I said 60. That was my bad. I'm about to say, what number was I even about
I
to
don't
say?
Know.
680-1021 is the phone number up here if you want your tarot cards read at 7:05.
I've got to shoot down some fake news. And at this point, I think we should all just stop. And I'm guilty of it as well because I did it yesterday. I see two celebrities putting up pictures with each other on Instagram. And I'm like, you know what? What they doing? I get to assuming and things like that. I do it myself. Mm. But yesterday, they did it to Lauren London and Diddy. And both of them had to try to come out and clear it all up.
Mm.
Diddy just posted a few pictures of him and Lauren London at Jay-Z's Roc Nation pre-Grammy brunch. And the caption of the picture was #LostFouls@LaurenLondon. From those pictures, the rumor started that Lauren London and Diddy were now dating. Mm. And I mean, it was everywhere. All over the blogs, all over social media, people were commenting on it, saying that they bonded over losing somebody they love. Mm. I mean, the stories were just off the chain.
People will write a story.
Nowadays, if they don't have a story, they'll make one.
They will make one.
Future said it.
Gosh.
It made Lauren London come out. She put a picture up of her and Nipsey. The caption was, still his. What was Nipsey's real name?
Ermius Rock. Say
Ermius.
It. Yes.
King Ermius. Never forget. I didn't want to say it.
I know.
You're so bad with names. Gosh, she said, what were you going to say? Never mind.
Don't do it.
No.
See? And you
I was
asked
gonna say
her.
Then she went on further. Then she went on.
Wow. There's no vowels in between.
Can I finish? She went on further to say, stop effing playing with me in my name. Now let me get back to healing. Diddy then took the pictures down.
Yeah.
Then he put them back up and changed the caption to more lost files, me and my sister at Lauren London at the Rock Nation brunch. But as I go through Diddy's page this morning, I don't see the pictures at all.
Took them back
down.
So
I guess Diddy was just like, you know what, to hell with this.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take them down.
Bow, bow, bow.
So Diddy and Lauren London, they are not dating. Diddy was just sharing pictures.
I feel Lauren London, you know, leave Lauren alone. But Diddy, you know you can't do that. Put the caption right next time, the first time. The way you pop up putting pictures and then show up with.
But all he said was lost files.
Right.
I know.
I can see how everybody comes to that narrative, though, about both of them losing someone and bonding over there. Like, that was a nice little storyline. I had liked it.
See?
I was actually, you know.
Well, it's not true.
Well, I'm still going to roll with it.
No, no,
boy.
Here go Pop Smoke.
How are you going to say a Rhema?
Mm-hmm. Got me, honey.
Yeah. How are you going to say Aramis? That was the question.
I was going to say it wrong. That's all you need to know.
That's a girl, boy.
Dior is the name of this. So talk to him, Pop Smoke. Rest in peace, bro.
Shake it. She like the way that I dance. She like the way that.
She throw it back on her. Woo. She like an app on her.
She like an app on her.
Woo. Follow the band. Tough one. 28 minutes after 6 o'clock. Three live crews on your radio. And already in 28 minutes, we done hooked you up with tickets to the Nitro Circus.
Mm-hmm.
In about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, we do have Miss Carrie, baby, coming in to read tarot cards because today is National Card Reading Day.
Mm.
336 is the area code, 680-1021. Call up to get yours read.
Furniture World locations will be closing to remodel their stores and everything.
It's 639, y'all. I'm still gaseous, right? I just burped right there.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what that's all about.
I don't either. It's getting on my nerves.
Last night I had poops.
I don't really like gassy people around me.
I'm gaseous this morning, too, bro.
Burping and all that and carrying
on. You got the burps. I'm over here, you know.
Yeah, you got the other end.
Yeah.
21 minutes. It'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. We're just in here
up.
Doing our part to aggravate Roxy. Aggravate my girl.
Dot, I've got a new item for you to try for Make America Fat Again.
Make America Fat Again.
That is a show, if you're not familiar, Dot does on his Instagram where he just goes to different restaurants and tries random food items.
I do, Rock.
KFC, they've got a new sandwich, the donut sandwich, and it's going to be made available. It's going to be available nationwide on March 16th. Now, you can get it two ways. You can get the sandwich or you can get the basket. If you get the sandwich, you're going to get a chicken breast in between two glazed donuts. If you get the basket, you're going to get like a deconstructed version of the sandwich, just two donuts and a chicken breast in a basket. Now, KFC has been testing this since last year, September 2019. Initially, when the pictures of the sandwich hit social media, people were very skeptical, but also very curious because they're like, that could be all right. Like the sweet and the salty, that could be all right. And KFC says that they've been testing it, and people say that sandwich is dang near perfect. Like the perfect balance.
Let me tell y'all who do a good chicken breast at KFC. And I like the herbs and spices that they put in there.
It's a good blend.
Yes, yeah, and the bread.
It's a good blend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And mix that with that sweet donut, man. That thing, my fricassee.
It's got to be that extra country, that crunchy bread
crispy.
That they do.
Yeah,
the extra crispy. Yeah, extra crispy. I'll take it there. But you know, they setting all my people back on 600-pound life, Rob. Because when this come out, that basket.
That basket gone.
You gonna see that basket this sitting up there on there?
Let me see, they got
picture. Yeah.
Look at that basket.
Here's the
basket
right here.
Somebody addicted to food cannot resist that.
Sandwich.
Dot, somebody addicted to food. No, Roxy. Roxy gonna laugh at me, Dot, but I'm being for real. See, I can't even be serious. When I'm serious, she think I'm being funny too. Dot, somebody addicted to food cannot resist that.
And they tell you right here the donuts. What that say?
Served hot.
You can't resist that. You like food. And somebody got donuts served hot.
With chicken.
And about three chicken tenders up there crispy in a mug.
You know what I'll do that in a stupid
You know
room.
I ain't come to play this TV off. Snapping off the rim.
I wouldn't even taste it.
I'm a favorite. You probably don't want to let your baby mama take a picture.
Why?
102 Jam, 648, y'all. 12 minutes to 7 o'clock, about 20 minutes away from Miss Carrie, baby, reading your tarot cards this morning. It is National Card Reading Day, and she's the professional, and she's going to hold us down.
Yes.
Roxy just told us that there was a new burger coming to KFC.
Or a new sandwich.
A new sandwich coming to KFC.
Yeah.
Where I can do my Make America Fat Again videos.
Chicken and donuts.
Chicken and donuts, Bit Rock. Two donuts on the outside. I've seen videos where they make the cheeseburgers with the donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And those look amazing as well.
Yeah.
Like a Sonic or somebody should jump out there and do that. That would be pretty dope with the little donuts and the meat patties. But this right here is
why
donuts.
Why are you so wanting it?
I don't know. It's just off the chains. I've done bacon, egg, and cheese with two donuts.
Have you?
I have done that. Like, I've had like a 12 count of Krispy Kremes on the table,
mm-hmm,
and whipped up some eggs and bacon.
It was good?
Oh, man. Bit Rock. That thing was jumping. What say you? Free for all Friday. What's on your mind?
Hey, I would like to comment on that chicken burger.
Okay.
Y'all know that's off of the Boondocks, right? They got the idea from the Boondocks called the Itis Burger. Grandpa made that.
Say word.
Say word. Go look at the episode. Grandpa made chicken breast stuffed within two glazed nuts, and they call it the Itis Burger.
He showed it.
He
had a restaurant, you know, and everything. They had beds in the restaurant so people could go sleep right after they ate the sandwich.
Burger.
Because
this
it
episode
gave you the itis immediately.
All I want to say is happy Black History Month.
Dang, I remember that. My boy all is right.
Yo, people be acting so funny when people come around. Yo, y'all have no clue. Jesus Christ. 7 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. 3 Live is on your radio. Drankins is clearly distracted on his phone. What were you over there watching with all that profanity?
There was profanity on that?
Yes, there was.
I was just going through.
And everybody heard it. We all heard it.
Going through World Star, just checking my Ratchet News out.
Are you going to share what the hell you were watching?
Just a young lady who supposedly outed a man then was killed the next day.
She outed a man doing what?
I asked too many questions?
Yeah. This. I don't know why every break seems to go off the tracks this morning. I don't really know.
You didn't have to say nothing to me.
Well, if you'd have been focused,
I wouldn't have said something to you because everybody could hear your phone and the cursing that was coming from it.
Exactly.
So we did have to say something.
And we did have to acknowledge it at that point. I apologize.
Well, hey.
What are you apologizing for?
We're off the tracks again. I don't really know. This is what I do know. We're going to get you some PNB Rock. And then Miss Carrie, baby, will read tarot cards. Did I hear her correctly? It's just one card today?
One card wonders today.
One card wonders.
Ooh.
How can you do it off one card? That's scary. That's scary because this is it right here. And I know you got 3 cards. It might be a little bit this, a little bit of that. This is it.
One card wonder. I like that though.
Shh. I'm nervous. 336 is the area code. 680-1021. You put your phone down, sir. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A couple million. 5 minutes after 7, just like we promised, right here on 102 Jams. 3 Live crew here, and we have Miss Carrie in the building. How you doing, Miss Carrie?
Doing all right today. How's everybody doing out there?
Wonderful.
Doing great. Doing great. Now, Miss Carrie, if you would like to reach her, of course, she'll be here for a nice time with us this morning. But, of course, everybody won't get through.
Right.
The phone lines are OD. And I know this is a very popular segment. So if you are interested, you can go to wooingnature.life. W-O-O-I-N-G nature.life. And if you put Jams 102 at the checkout, you get a discount on that. So check that Jeezy out, because we appreciate Miss Carrie for taking time out of her life
appreciate
to come
y'all
up here and bless our audience.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, man, we appreciate you. Today is National Card Reading Day. Did you know that, Miss Carrie?
I did not know before Roxy called me.
Yeah, see, it's a holiday for your skill set.
See, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
write it down.
Absolutely. So we're going to get right into it, man. We got Shannon calling up first from Winston-Salem. How you doing, Shannon?
Winston-Salem.
All right, we got Miss Carrie, baby, in the building for you this morning.
All right, I'm doing one card wonders today, Shannon. We got the Eight of Cups here. You are having to move away from something that you've been involved in. You've got a shift. You got to make a shift. You got to go a little bit deeper into yourself. That's what's going on right now. So where you were was something emotional, something of an emotional nature, but you're going to have to dig deep in order to pull out why you were in that situation and then what you're going to do moving forward. Okay. So this is a time to take a time out. Time out for yourself. Time out to go within. Time out to meditate. Time out to pray. And then once you do that, then the messages that you're going to need about what you've just been going through are going to become clear to you because, see, you don't want to keep repeating. You don't want to keep repeating that same cycle. And that's what you've been doing.
Does any of that make sense to you, Shannon?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Now, when you say this time out, Miss Carrie, baby, do you know how long she'll have to take a time out? Does it say that on the cards?
I'm going to say, if we're talking about the number eight, this is the Eight of Cups. I'm going to say you can do 8 weeks. I would do 8 weeks to begin with. So go through about 8 weeks of this time because you really have to come back. You know, it's not enough time to just say, oh, I'm going to take the weekend off or I'm going to take a little me time vacation. That's not quite enough. So you want to look at the next 8 weeks being really concerted, quiet, pull away from the things that you've been doing so far, whatever they are, because it's about going in. You got to go in.
All right, Shannon. Hope that helped you this morning. All right, you got 8 weeks, baby. Dig deep and shift these 8 weeks, all right?
Okay. All right, sure will.
No doubt.
Miss Carrie, you say the Eight of Cups.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because the Eight of Clubs walk, boy, that's bad. Eight of Clubs walk.
I thought she said Eight of Clubs, too.
Oh, that Eight of Clubs walk, that's a bad eight.
I said, I got the cards Miss Carrie got over there.
You throw that down, be like, boy, that ain't bad. Watch it.
Up the smoke. Dominate choke.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you on this Friday morning. Not that one. I don't want that music. I want this music. Yeah. It is Free For All Friday, so you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but everybody's wanting to call up and talk to Miss Carrie, baby. How you doing over there, Miss Carrie?
I'm great.
WooingNature.life if you aren't fortunate enough to get through this morning, but the phones are OD, so we got to keep it moving. This guy calls up all the time with his ridiculous theories. What's your name again, bro?
Eric.
This is Eric right here. Now, Miss Carrie, Eric calls all the time because Eric thinks that the earth is flat.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, he says that the earth is flat and that's why the stars don't move up above. Now, you are a woman that does tarot cards, but are you into the
astrology?
Yeah, the astrology.
Yes.
So do you agree with any logic to the earth may be flat?
No. I do believe the earth is round or somewhat round.
Okay.
It's spherical in nature. It's not quite an exact circle, but we are moving. We are circulating. We move in a circle. Everything moves in a circle. And so, you know, we think of things more or less from a circular standpoint and not from a linear.
Yeah, so basically this ain't for you.
This ain't for you.
It's for... Okay. We can still
reach
you.
He think everything flat. He think everything flat. Ain't nothing circular with him. He think everything flat.
That's true.
So he think it's an ice wall at the end of the earth.
So goodbye.
Yeah.
No, man, let this man do his tarot card reading.
If he still wants his card reading red, that means he don't think the earth flat.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
I think the earth is flat and circular, not spherical.
The earth is flat and circular.
Yes, not spherical. Circular.
So the earth is like a quarter.
Yes.
Man. This ain't for you.
Yes. All right. With all that said, Miss Carrie, baby, can you read Eric's tarot card, please?
Yes, I can. So we've got the Lovers in reverse that came in. So that's one or two things. Either you are just transitioning out of a relationship or you need to...
I'm getting a divorce, yes.
Oh, wow.
Because you think the earth flat.
Shut up.
Okay.
See, my girl Roxy locked in now.
Yeah, so the next step for you is to go back and think about what happened, but you got to look at your part, right? And it's not about fixing the other person per se, and it's not about going back, but it's about moving forward. And so in order for you to move forward, you got to learn from the mistakes of the past, but you got to deal with your part. Don't deal with the other person's part. Just you. Just
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's it. All and right. then that should right, clear up y'all. The next phase. All
oh,
right.
That was a good word.
No doubt. Was that a good word for you, Eric?
Oh, it was. I got to work on me.
All right, man. Appreciate your call this morning, man.
Hey, appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
You're that damn right. Amazing. You got to work on you. To my dirt flat a quarter.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once?
Yep, we still got Miss Carrie, baby, in the building. And if you would like to talk to her, 336-680-1021. If you aren't able to get through, you can hit her up on wooingnature.life. Wooing, W-O-O-I-N-G, nature.life.
It's appearing now that it was actually a hit and not a robbery gone wrong. I am talking about the murder of Pop Smoke. Now, initially, when it was being reported, TMZ was saying that it was a botched robbery. There were men that were attempting to take things from the place where Pop Smoke was staying, and it just went bad because Pop Smoke happened to be there. But now, TMZ is reporting that they have seen, or they have sources that have seen the surveillance footage from where Pop Smoke was staying, and there was no attempt at all by anyone to take anything. There were four men that you could see approaching the home, wearing all black in masks. They say three go around the back, one enters the home, immediately shoots Pop Smoke and leave. Everybody runs on foot. Nobody tries to take anything, no effort to rummage through bags and get money, nothing, just shooting and gone.
I really, really hope, Bit Rock, that that footage does not get released. Do you think it will in this time and day where we saw them trying to revive Nipsey Hussle?
I know,
and,
right? Like, I know. I know.
That whole story brought me to, like, it makes me think about a post I saw last night.
You can't find it, can you?
I got it right here. The no snit, my frat brother posted this. The no snitching policy has cost black neighborhoods millions, if not billions, in home equity. Home only worth $40,000 because you refused to tell. Making criminals feel cozy didn't hurt nobody but you in the end, and further enabled gentrification. Hashtag protect the block. Let that sit there.
That's a valid point.
Y'all let that sit there.
Rest in peace to Pop Smoke, man.
I drink till I'm drunk, yeah. Smoke till I'm high. Yeah.
102 Jams, it's 7:30 on the nose right now. We got Miss Carrie Baby in the building for a few more minutes. If you're interested, hit us up, 336-680-1021. Drink Rock, any of y'all going to get a car read today?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. See, last time you read Rocks got rich. I'm sitting on Rock's side.
After the towers came down,
a plane has crashed into the world.
It's 7:37, 23 minutes away from 8 a.m. Yes, it's Free For All Friday, so you can call up and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. But, of course, everybody this morning is wanting to talk to Miss Carrie, baby.
Yep.
How you doing this morning, Miss Carrie?
I'm doing great.
Doing great. Got big things. What's your goals for 2020?
My goal for 2020 is to get this money. That's it. It's time to get the money.
Everybody trying to get that bad bit wrong.
Okay.
I respect that now.
Yep.
Similar goals.
Have similar goals. Who we got on the phone this morning trying to talk to Miss Carrie?
It's Kiara, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Miss Carrie, baby, we got Kiara from Virginia.
Yeah, we're going to do one card wonder.
One card wonder for you.
Oh, boy, she got two anyway. All right, let's see what's going on. All right.
Oh, one just like failed.
Yeah, one failed, another one popped out. So you're getting two today. You're getting a bonus. All right. So you got to figure out how to work your magic. This is after a heartbreak. Heartbreak has brought you down and it's pulled you away from your inner power. So you got to bring that back. Okay.
heartbreaks happen, mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. happen, stuff mm-hmm. like that happens. But it's there to really strengthen you, and it's there to make you stronger, not for you to just pull everything back. So now what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to regain your inner strength and your inner power. You know where it is. Nobody can take that from you. Nobody can take that from you. So if you feel like the person took it from you, that's not real. That's not real.
Sometimes
is any of this real?
Knocks you down.
Yeah, you got to go in and reclaim your power. And that comes from inside yourself. Nothing like that can be taken from you.
I've been praying about it, and you just gave me confirmation that I need to step up and do what I need to do for me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All day, every day.
Wow, so you have just experienced a heartbreak.
It's not here recently, but it's been a while, but...
It took your joy.
I've just been going it's lingering. Down and down, and yeah. like I said, I've been praying about it, and God told me, like, get yourself together, and that's once right. you get yourself together, everything else will fall into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, man? That's mm-hmm. I just want to say it's very important to talk to people. Like mm-hmm. you feel like sometimes you hear God's voice, but because it's not as direct as you would like, sometimes right. you just bypass it. But that's why when you talk to people like Miss Carrie, or when you go to therapists mm-hmm. and you go to therapy, you talk to therapists, like you get that confirmation that you really need, man. So right. I'm glad you
and
could
I'm
call
shaking
up.
Shaking right now, like I'm literally shaking.
Dang. Well, wow. I appreciate you for calling up this morning, sweetheart, and I hope you get some strength in this situation.
Yeah.
Thank you, and you all be blessed. Have a good day.
You too, Carol. Miss Carrie, baby, don't be playing. I'm talking about she be hitting.
Honey, so, it gave me chills.
So Sierra been going
real?
Through
it for a while. Yeah. You like it what you see? Everything designer that's on me.
It's 7:44, 16 minutes until 8 a.m. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Morning.
Tickets go on sale in 5 hours, 15 minutes, and 54, 53, 52, 51. For the Lovers and Friends Fest, Dot. Now, we talked about this a few days ago, and Roxy. I know you're skeptical.
Yes.
I know you're skeptical, and I understand it. I do understand why you're skeptical. However... people who were initially saying they weren't involved in the festival have now come back and said they are involved.
Oh, really?
Now, if you did not hear us talking about this a few days ago, out of nowhere, Snoop Dogg and other promoters started posting flyers for this Lovers and Friends Fest that's supposed to be going down in L.A. on Saturday, May 9th. And just all of the names that are supposed to, all of the artists that are supposed to be performing yeah. at this festival, it's freaking huge.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill, Usher, Ludacris, Lil Jon, TLC, Janae Aiko, Summer Walker, Meg Thee Stallion, Nelly, Sean Paul, Lil' Kim, T.I. I'm not going to go through all the names.
Because it's boot.
I'm not going to go through all of the names of the artists that are supposed to be performing. But initially, you had some artists, Mace, Twista, Lil' Kim, coming out saying, listen, we are not associated with this project. Well, they have now come back mm-hmm. and said they've been paid and everything is a go.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg has also attached his name to this. He says it's absolutely true. He's bringing a festival to L.A. like one that's never been seen. And I want to go.
How is it one that's never been seen before? Like, they had Woodstock in California. They had Coachella in California. What is Snoop going to do different with this festival?
I mean, I think he's just saying with the number of performers they have and the caliber of performers, like all of these names on one stage. Yeah. No, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that.
I guess. I'm not interested.
Because you don't believe it.
I don't know if I don't believe it. I'm just not interested. Like, just all the hoopla having to fly 3,000 miles and stay there and all of that. And somebody ain't going to show. Somebody ain't going to show. It's going to be a flight issue, or their knees hurt, or it's raining and their joints is aching. Somebody not going to make it.
I don't like your attitude.
I must admit, you're saying some might not, but I do see a lot of names. And they're going to make it. They have to make it. What else are they doing?
Okay.
Tweet. 112, Mario, Drew Hill, Twista.
Mario was just on the tour.
You should have jumped out there in the first place, Twista. We could have dropped you.
Mario was just on the tour, so please don't act like he not coming up.
Just, not no more, though. Not no more. Sweetie.
He not on the Millennium Tour no more. Be Rock.
SWV. Yeah, they showing up. All them showing up. Foxy Brown, girl, you know you showing up.
All right.
Yeah. Cameron showing up.
All right.
Mace, you can, cannot, don't matter. Montel Jordan. Unless there's a service that day.
I didn't even think Montel Jordan still did.
I didn't think he did it.
Look, first time a star got this news wishing. He say he hungry to shit.
11 minutes away from 8 a.m. And folks, of course, are calling up, wanting to talk to Miss Carrie, baby. Who we got on the phone right now?
My name is Amber. I'm calling from Martinsville, Virginia.
All right. Now, to speak to her, you got to say her name like Lil Wayne. You got to say, Miss Carrie, baby.
Miss Carrie, baby.
There you go right there. Miss Carrie, we got Amber from Virginia this morning.
Hey, Amber. I got another person. I got another somebody that needs some balance today. Yours is definitely about work-life balance. You're juggling too many things. And so you got to start to take some things off your plate. You have to consider yourself first, because what you're doing is making decisions based on everybody else. So what you have to do is go to the self and ask yourself, what do I want to do? What is it that's important to me? Not everybody else, just you. And it's going to feel selfish for a minute until you figure it out, until you start to figure it out. Oh, okay. Guess what? Everybody else is doing what they want to do too. So why shouldn't I do that? So you got to focus on yourself and not put your hands in everybody else's what they need you to do. Because people will keep doing that. They won't stop. They're not going to stop. They're just going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it because what? Amber says yes.
Leeching off her energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Does that hold true to you, Amber? Did that make any sense?
Yes, it definitely does.
Mm-hmm. You first, hey, and everybody else.
Be selfish with your energy and your time, mama.
Thank y'all so much.
No doubt, Amber. Hey, hitting on all cylinders this morning, Bit Rock.
I see. Always.
Hey, Rhea, did you do that?
So last night, Netflix dropped a few more episodes of Love is Blind, and I watched them. It's pretty good, y'all. I would recommend it. Now, initially, I started off, I said, this ain't nothing but a fake to circle.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
But you're locked in.
But I am locked in.
Even with everybody being attractive, Rob.
Everybody is attractive, but just because you're attractive doesn't mean you're somebody's type. So you may not be attractive to them. And there is a couple where one of the chicks is really struggling with the physical appearance of her partner.
Mm. Wow. Even though the partner is attractive.
Even though the partner is attractive
to them. Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
And then I don't want to spill all the beans about what they're going through, but every couple is going through something for different reasons.
How many couples is it?
There are 5 couples.
5 couples. I might give it a look this weekend.
Man, forget all that weak mess, man. Watch Narcos, man. Season 2.
The subtitles be blowing me. My bed too far away from the TV.
Thank you. Oh, so you rather watch this reality show with attractive people?
Maybe. And
police calling up. Don't worry, they about to call up.
They are going to call
up. Man, police about to call up.
Yesterday, I watched a movie. Somebody asked me on Instagram or Twitter if I could watch a movie called Miss Virginia.
Did you watch it?
I watched it. I really enjoyed it. It's inspired on a true story. It's a lady in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
who wanted her son to go to a private school because in the public school, it was just way too bad. So it's really talking about the public school versus private school and just going to really wanting to better the education of our children.
Okay.
And she was not a public speaker. She was not very educated in this whole scene of politics and all that. But she, because of the desire for her son, she fought through and she created this movement and actually got a bill passed that was not supposed to get passed because they had already tried it in Washington, D.C. And the people that were in power didn't want it to even pass because they would have lost more money. It was a really good story. It's a true story.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed it even more, man.
Okay.
But Miss Virginia, that was a good one on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Virginia, huh?
Miss Virginia.
Yeah, we see what kind of stuff you watch.
What? He watches entertaining television.
I do.
That's it.
Why can't I expand my
what
palate?
What is wrong with
just
that?
I don't want to watch another story about drug dealers that eventually go to jail.
Thank you.
And man, up here using words like palate. Expand my palate.
Yeah. I can't expand my verbiage either.
Bruh.
My nomenclature is too extensive for
and
you.
And now, hey, bro, hey, fellas, I'm not using words like nomenclature.
Stay like crew, Drake and Rock and B.
36-395-1627.
Back at it.
Yeah, we back at it. Huh? Three live on your radio. Good morning.
102 Jams.
Three live crew here saying good morning. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this free-for-all Friday morning. Good morning.
Yesterday, I saw people on social media talking junk about SZA, saying she's pulling a Summer Walker. And I was like, what are y'all talking about? Recently, SZA was on the cover of Rolling Stone with Meg Thee Stallion and Summer Walker. Mm-hmm. They did like a little group photo shoot. Yes, they looked really good. Yes, they looked good.
They did, right?
I have not read the piece that Rolling Stone did on them. I only saw the cover, but in the piece, you know, SZA opens up about her social anxiety and she talks about some of the things she's going through as a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Well, she gets on her Twitter and she tweeted, "Not doing any videos or interviews or photos for the rest of my life. LOL, don't ask." Mm. She goes on to talk about, you know, how just when she has to do those things and she's put in those situations, it's just very, very stressful for her. She says she doesn't enjoy doing them at all. And so moving forward, you know, that's not something that she's going to be participating in. So one of her followers tweeted her back and was just like, "Dang, I love you, but why does it seem like all these new celebrities just got anxiety out the ass? Like, what's going on?"
Legit.
And she responded, "LMAO, new celebs have been out here dying of addiction and depression for decades. Be glad people are talking to each other and sharing rather than hiding. Also, everybody dying on TV and in the government broke for the wall. Pretty sure everyone's fed up right now. LOL." Not quite sure what she meant by the last part.
I'm about to say, what?
Yeah, I don't know what she meant with that last part.
So I'm just going to ignore that part, too.
However, when she talked about celebrities dying of addiction and self-medicating, that is not something I had ever considered that they might be doing because of their celebrity.
That's a very good point, Rock, because I was right there with you. I was right there with that that fan. Like, what is the deal with all these new artists? Like, artists been having to deal with taking pictures and stuff like that for years.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that. Like, as a superstar, when you become an entertainer, you have to understand that you are.
It comes with the territory.
Yes. You're part of the people.
Yeah.
You're a property of the people. But in that same vein, that was a very good point about overdosing
addiction,
and addictions and things to cope with the celebrity.
I had not considered that.
No, I hadn't.
At all.
No, I hadn't. That's a very good point, Big Rock. 8 minutes after that, you said that was SZA.
Yeah.
Y'all ever heard of this chick, Normani?
Yes, but that's I don't know why.
I'm sorry, it was Normani, not Summer Walker. Normani was on the cover of Rolling Stone with them. My apologies.
Normani, yes. Meg, and SZA.
Yes, my apologies. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. What about her?
Who's Normani?
She's a singer. Yeah.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have something that we listen to? That's
not anything that we play.
We haven't played any of her songs, but she does have some stuff that I like.
And she's out of Texas.
I don't know where she's from.
You're not either. I just hadn't seen her before, and she's on the cover of Rolling Stone.
I mean, you know, it's music we don't play here, like Ari Lennox. Bro, I'm so thankful you put me on her.
I love Ari.
Oh, man, she's
love
so dope.
Ari.
She is so dope.
But she's another one that's having a hard time
coping
with the celebrity.
9 minutes after 8, y'all. Good morning.
Nothing new under the sun.
It's almost like we done kidnapped Miss Carrie, baby. It's National Card Reading Day, so we told us you stuck with us all day long. Folks are calling up. It's free-for-all. Yeah, we're going to talk about other stuff, but it always doubles back to Miss Carrie, baby, reading out these tarot cards. What's your name?
Caitlin from Winston-Salem.
Caitlin from the Tray for Miss Carrie, baby.
All right, Caitlin. Let's see what comes up for you. Ooh, there we go. All right, so you're starting over again, starting fresh. You just completed a cycle in your life, a bigger picture cycle. And so now you're getting ready to jump off into something new, okay? So I don't want you to focus on all the fears, all the dangers, all the what ifs. So what if this happens? What if that happens? You got to step out on faith. This is about taking that leap for you. And then that leap is going to transform where you are today. That's why you're at the end of a cycle going into a new one, because you're going through a transformation. But you've already done all the work, okay? So you don't need to do any more inner work. Now it's just about the work, more or less, is just going to be about letting go of the things that you feel fearful about moving forward into this new thing, because all it is just the things you don't know. So then what you do is you make up all the things that could go wrong based on what you already knew. Mm-hmm. Well, this is new, so you don't know. So just step out and, you know, and keep walking forward and try to take your mind off of what could go wrong.
Okay.
Was that helpful?
It was. I do that a lot.
Okay, so you all start a new chapter or a new phase? You just ended a cycle?
Sort of. It's a little complicated, but it makes sense.
Right. Okay. Hey, as long as it makes sense to you, Mama, that's all that matters.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
You too,
Kaylin. He better call Becky with the good hair. 102 Jams 3 Live Crew has trivia time right now. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Boom.
Simple question. 55 years ago, we lost this man to an assassination.
Roxy. Jackie.
I think I heard Roxy first.
JFK.
That is incorrect.
Was that 50 years ago?
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X is 100% correct.
Gosh.
El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, we lost him on this very day.
Dang, today?
55 years ago, February 21st, man. And it's still a conspiracy on who killed El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. Was it the Nation of Islam? Was it the government?
There's a documentary on Netflix, Who Killed Malcolm X,
really?
That I'm going to watch sometime this weekend.
Dang, let's check it out. Let's check it out.
And the description is like some guy's trying to find out who killed Malcolm X, but as he digs deeper, the conspiracy, something about a conspiracy panning out to be true.
Betty's still living, correct? Betty Shabazz.
I'm not sure.
If she's still living, I got to hear from Betty.
Have to hear what from Betty?
Betty got to be on it. What she thinks.
What do y'all think? Do y'all think it was the Nation? Or do y'all think it was the government paid somebody? When y'all be thinking about these conspiracy theories, would y'all just rather not say?
The thing about it is that, you know, corruption is everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and the movie I saw, was it believable? Yes. Yeah. That scene is very believable. All that is very believable.
A movie's going to be believable, though.
Yeah.
And it's going to push whatever narrative they want to be pushed from the director or from that side. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
Malcolm X was very he was a very powerful public figure.
Yeah.
You know, he was bigger than Elijah Muhammad.
They said they had to quiet that.
Who do we talk about? Malcolm X, or do we talk about Elijah Muhammad?
Yeah. 22 minutes after 8, y'all. Rest in peace to the great Malcolm X. Ride till I can't no more. I'm gone. It's 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. In the next 36 minutes, we will give away some tickets to the Nitro Circus. You'll get a Ratchet Report and last dibs on talking to Miss Carrie, baby.
That's it.
That's a lot right there now. Nine times out of 10. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and Drankins went to go move his bowels, but I will let the people know that Dave is looking for
did not.
But Dave just hit me up. Oh, I didn't know where you went. Dave just hit me up that went skiing with us. That's on our kickball team. He said Betty Shabazz died in 1997. So just wanted to put that out there. You'll never hear from her on that.
You ain't got to.
Big things are always happening at BJ's Wholesale Club.
The 23rd for their President's Day celebration. Save up to 38% off MSRP on select RVs. Inventory subject to availability.
Yeah, when we drive cross country to the Love and Friends Festival, I think we're going to get an RV from there.
That's definitely not what I'm doing.
It's 36 hours. It busts down because I know Chris going to probably want to go with Roxy. That's 36 hours, 9 hours apiece. Roxy going to flake on about 3 or 4 of her hours.
Did you count? Did you factor me in driving?
Facts.
Okay. Okay, look, facts. Hey, well, we got our 9, Doc. Chris got 18. That's why Chris coming. He got to pick up his wife's slack.
He's not driving 18 hours.
Well, y'all are driving 18 hours.
First of all, so I'm not getting on no RV with y'all in the first place.
We're driving
18.
You know
I'm
what?
Not.
I know how I got sucked into this.
I'm not.
You're damn right I'm not. I'm not. You're right. My bad.
Driving cross country in an RV with y'all. Getting on my nerves.
To New York with y'all
getting
in an RV.
Getting on my nerves.
Hold on. You go with me. You go with me. You ride an RV with me. Cross country, wouldn't you, bro? We have fun. Man. We stop in different cities. Drake gonna bring a party on the RV.
See? See?
No.
I think by the time we get to Kansas City, I'm just ready to book me a flight.
Like, and you be know done what? With it. And
I'm
just 13 be
hours
done
in. You know
with
what?
It.
I'm gonna just fly home.
Exactly.
Man.
But when I come through walking through the RV with a towel on tomorrow, we in the locker room, man.
Bro.
Be done with it.
It's just us out here, ain't it?
Man. 28 degrees out there.
Man.
28 degrees. And the snow is still fluffy. It's falling off the branches, and it looks like it may give you the, oh, it's still snowing. No. It's just falling off the branches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go get to a high of 42.
It is fluffy.
It looks pretty, too.
It's still fluffy. Yeah, I'm still making snowballs and throwing them at the windows outside.
We should do a photo shoot outside.
I'm going to do one with my camera phone.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a photographer today.
You should be, Rob.
I'm going to take some pictures and put them on my gram.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm about to do it right now.
The way the
sun is hitting the branches, it's so beautiful.
That boy Zay asked me, could he make some snow cream? You know he like making ice cream out the snow. Mm-hmm. I told him, nah, you can't do that on the first snow. Not on the first snowfall. He was like, man, Granny said the same thing. I said, that's the rules.
But what is that? But why?
That's the conversation we have for the next 20 minutes.
We letting that go.
It's going to be dirty.
He was like, so if it snow tomorrow on top of that snow, then I can use the snow?
Yeah.
I said, yes. He said, but the snow from yesterday is still going to be out there. That's a good point.
But it's better, though.
See?
That's just some old folk use. That's just some, nah. It's snow here, ain't it? I'm about to use it.
It's a disabled vehicle on Guilford College Road at Hilltop Road, right there at Piedmont Parkway. I know that area. Y'all buckle up and drive safe. That's your 102 traffic jams.
No, see, the snow, the new snow will be on top of snow.
Yeah.
But the first snow is on top of grass and ground. You don't want that.
Good point, B-Rock. That brought it full circle.
But hold on. What if the first snow is like 4 inches? You can get some of that two inches off of that foe for your cream.
Ugh.
Rock don't like it. Don't no woman like 2 inches.
No woman.
Hot or cold. Music for the soul.
Osama bin.
21 minutes and it will be 9 o'clock. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew on 102 Jams. Good morning.
This is why sometimes I don't give money. Because you can't never give money and they're just gone. Sometimes they give you a story. Or they sit and they start talking to you and they say, oh man, okay. Or something happens and it gets. I remember one time. Gave this guy some money and he was very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the sniffles and he sniffled his nose and hit the nose with, like, you know, that pointer finger side and wiped wipe like that. Man, I really thank you, man. But then as he coming down, he still trying. He want to shake my hand.
No, no.
He want to shake my hand. And yes, I said, no, bro, you good? We good, man. I'm just out here doing my thing. Just yeah.
You
enjoy,
can't even pay
brother.
On that.
Enjoy. So I gave you the money. Now gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My man right here, he just wanted to do a good service to this lady. All she had to do was gone.
You said what?
2 chicken wings.
2 chicken wings from where?
From this little store up here.
Damn.
Huh?
So you want 2 chicken wings? How much they cost?
They cost like a, I think they like, what, $1.34 a piece?
Sound right.
I look.
Real station chicken.
Thank you, baby. You don't want me to do nothing for you? You don't want a quick job?
A quick what?
Job. You don't want that?
Nah, baby.
Okay.
You don't know job. You cool, baby.
Okay.
Let's go! You wanted 2 chicken wings. I done gave you about $3. $3 so you can get you your chicken wing. $1.34. You ever wanted to give me a job?
My girl wanted to hook my man up.
You don't want nothing real quick? You don't want nothing real? Like, bruh. Do you know how dedicated she is to her job?
Man,
like, she just got some free money.
Yeah.
But she said, you know what? I'm dedicated to this, though. I'm about service. Customer service. Mm. You sure you don't need none?
You sure? He said a what?
A what? No, no baby. That's good. I can imagine what she looked like just by his immediate, yeah. I'm good, bit wrong.
Oh, the way the wig was hanging.
Just 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, right here on your radio saying good morning to you. It's Free For All Friday. What you want to talk about?
Good morning.
Uh-oh. What's up, baby? How can we help you?
I just wanted to talk to Miss Carrie.
Okay. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Danielle. I'm calling from Winston.
Danielle from Winston. I love your energy. I just want to let you know that off the rip.
Thank you.
And here's Miss Carrie, baby.
Hey there. Okay, so what you have is you're putting things behind you. There's a lot of tasks, a lot of skills, a lot of things that you've been working on. And sometimes that can feel overwhelming, but really it's like looking at all of the gifts that the Creator put in you, right? So what you need to do is just kind of get ahead of it. Look at what you want to work on right now, okay? Instead of thinking of all the things at one time. So just think about what you want to focus on for, I'm going to say, the next 6 months to a year. Like, this is what I'm going to do. And then you put all your energy into that one thing. And then see where it goes. And then say at the end of this year, if you decide, okay, I want to try my hand or add in the other skill or the other part of it. But just concentrate on one thing at a time right now.
All right.
Because you can do any of them. So don't feel like, oh, I don't know which one to pick. I might pick the wrong one. All of them are good. All of them are good. Just pick one that you're going to focus on for right now. And then at the end of the year, make an assessment. And then after that, then say, okay, I'm going to add this other thing to it. Or I'm going to switch off and focus on the next thing now.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling, Danielle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thinking about my grandmama and I got the number one record. They acknowledge the jit. They going.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The news is dry. 9 minutes. It'll be 9 o'clock, y'all. Three Live Crew on your radio. Don't forget. Not only is 102 Jams on Spotify. What y'all thought 102 Jams? Y'all thought y'all was going to leave us in the dust? Absolutely not. If 102 Jams is on Spotify, it's only right that the 3 Live Crew is on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is search 3 Live Rewind.
Yep, was listening to the show yesterday.
I was too.
On Spotify.
I was too, in the gym. I was too. Like, dang, this do sound dope.
Lil Boosie versus Planet Fitness. Now, Rose Planet Fitness.
That's what he called it. That's what he called it.
That's what Lil Boosie called it.
That's the hashtag he's running with, ain't
it?
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I've never been in Planet Fitness, so I have no shade for Planet Fitness. I'm just talking about what Boosie said.
Yes. Now, Planet Fitness is supposed to be a judge-free zone.
Yeah.
But this manager of the particular Planet Fitness Lil Boosie was saying, if you judging other people, you can't come in this Planet Fitness right here. Now, yesterday, Lil Boosie jumps on his Instagram, and he puts up several videos that... I was going to get the audio so you could hear exactly what Boosie was saying, but it was pretty pointless because he uses a lot of profanity. It just would have been a lot of bleeping every other word.
Good
so
point.
I didn't see any point in doing that. But he puts up a video saying that he was kicked out of Planet Fitness because of the comments he made about Dwayne Wade and the situation with Zion. And the caption to the video he put up was...
Are you gonna read that?
You know what? I'm not going to read it. No.
You looked
up
at me crazy when I just said the hashtag. So you going to read all of that?
No, I won't read it.
You want Drake to read it?
Yeah, Drake, you can read it.
Drake, read it in the Boosie voice.
In the Boosie voice.
Yes. Right. In your best Boosie voice.
Manager who was gay refused to let me in Planet Fitness because of my past actions on social media about gender, etc. Do not support Planet Fitness. Highway 138 Jonesboro Road. They racist. They have roaches. In they shower. Water don't get hot.
Again, this is Boosie going in on Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Get out your feelings, Lil B. Hashtag Roach Fitness. Hashtag Roach Fitness. Hashtag Roach Fitness.
That's so stupid.
Hashtag Roach Fitness. Hashtag Roach Fitness.
How many times did he put that?
5 hashtags of Roach Fitness. They got roaches. B, you want a gay child, but don't want nobody to want, but don't nobody want to have a baby for you.
Yeah, let's skip that. Yeah.
Now you mad.
That's very well done. Good editing you did on that too. Good editing right there.
You know, and under Boosie's post, you know, he gets a lot of support.
Was that Jim Jones that was upset with Planet Fitness that one time?
I don't remember what you talk about.
Gosh, I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up, and I'm gonna know by the time this Cardi done.
These is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes.
Fox for Congress, paid for by Fox for North Carolina.
Back at it.
Local election, early voting. You got a week left to get her done. Good morning.
102 Jams.
Drankin's Cooking Show going down right now on his IG Live. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thought Vegas had faded us out to a damn commercial. I didn't know what the hell. I looked over my boy over there, and then he just hit me with the fist pump. Dropped that walker. Okay, we ready. Halftime Shoot the Wind goes down tomorrow, man. We're bouncing into A&T. Right into Club Corbett as the Aggies take on the Bison of Howard University. And, we got an Xbox One on the line.
Yep.
Halftime Shoot the Win, man. You can go home with that Xbox One if you hit that half-court shot.
I think it'll happen tomorrow.
Do you?
No way we go through a whole season with the Xbox. I think it's going to happen.
We shall see, Big Rock. I'm telling you, man, these shots this season, man, have been so off, though. I mean, wide left. Top of the backboards. One hit the cheerleaders one time over there at SU.
Yeah, I had somebody airball it.
I'm telling you, man.
Hit the cheerleaders.
Yeah. That thing went wide left.
Gosh, you know how wide left that had to go to hit power?
Well, at least y'all wasn't over there with me at Winston-Salem Prep when that boy shot that underhand layup.
That boy still air upset ball. About that. That boy air still ball. Upset about that. Don't let that be you tomorrow at North Carolina A&T State University. Back to you, Vegas.
A liar.
102 Jams, woo! 3 Live Crew here.
Yo, man.
She came in flat on
your
the
boy
end
is such a hater. No, I didn't.
You was singing flat
no,
on the
No, I was
that.
Not. Maybe I can give you. I can't get this. What? I can't get it right ooh, now.
I'm talking said. About sound like somebody left a candle drop.
AT&T basketball is in full gear. The Aggies return home to Corbett Center. This is.
No weather outside.
Weather outside.
It's cold. That's what it is. Weather out there cold.
Thank you.
You know, mostly sunny now.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly sunny. Well, you hit it. That's what I thought.
You ain't thought nothing.
42 to high. And that was your weather, yeah. Your weather.
Sound like some hating and some shade going on in here this morning.
Ain't it though?
No, it's not.
Sounds like. I'm just saying what it sounds like.
Ain't much to hate on, honey.
On the roads, there's no accidents.
I see what it is.
What is it, bro?
You know, when she came up flat with hers.
Yeah.
Like a breaker.
I didn't come up flat.
Dot.
I didn't catch it. I missed it.
Thank you.
I don't have an
I wasn't flat, though. When the song was playing, and I was singing the song, I was singing that song.
Okay.
And I was singing it good.
Give us up. That's all I asked of you to
No, because I need the music so I can catch my note.
That's all I asked of you.
No.
That's the beat. That's all I ask.
But he always sitting over there judging somebody singing. Like he really doing something on the day-to-day and ain't.
On the day-to-day. And now that's ain't. How I knew the fire was on her. Because when she hit you with on the day-to-day.
And ain't.
Huh?
And enunciate the T and ain't.
Hey. Huh?
That baby upset.
It's little things like that when people going off. You be like, oh yeah, they real mad.
That's your 102 traffic jam.
On the day-to-day.
NC Weather can't keep it together.
Can blame the weather.
9:35, and you ain't never heard of cussing out till you hear Roxy cursing out Drankin's.
What you talking about?
In that 9 o'clock hour, like the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock hour, life be good. But something happens in that 9 o'clock hour. I don't know, it's cause my boy's on live.
Cause he always trying to show out.
The IG Live can vouch for me that
he always trying to show out on live. He always trying to show out on live. That's what be happening. Always trying to show out. Cause he got an audience.
Ain't nothing ever got you a whooping like showing out somewhere.
Man.
Showing out. Oh, yo, showing out, huh? Over there showing out. Well, wait till I get you home. I'ma show out.
You don't want mama to show out.
God. Dylan, you don't want to show out. Don't you show out?
It is the last one of the morning. the last one of the morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Is Miss Carrie Till doing reading?
Yes, ma'am. Take us off speakerphone. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dee, and I'm from Greensboro.
Denise from Greensboro, Miss Carrie.
All right, Denise. Let's see what comes up for you with these one card wonders here.
One card wonders today, baby.
Yep. All right. So there's something that recently happened that kind of shook you up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my mama.
Mm.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay, so what you need to know is that every transition is significant, okay? And this one is particularly significant because this is mom, okay? You got to know that mom is with you. She has not left you. Her spirit is with you. She walks with you. And then also that energy that your mom walked with is now a part of you. So her strength, her love, you know, the way that she was, all of that you can now embody and move forward with. And that's what happens when deaths happen, particularly those that are very close to us. So just take your time. Take your time with the grief process. Don't feel like you're in any rush, but do know that she is with you. She is definitely with you. And there's going to be some other things that are going to come about. There may be... you know, some other things that feel like they're shaking loose. Like what I'm getting is the image of like a rattling and then all the screws and stuff are coming out of the hinges. It's going to feel like that for a little while, but that's because whatever door was attached to that hinge doesn't need to be there anymore for you.
Oh, glory.
Okay.
Breaking down
doors. You're getting ready to go into another set of doors and mom's going to be behind you 100%.
That was a word.
Definitely. So you're going to be pushing it every step of the way. So if you're feeling a little unhinged, just know there's new doors opening for you, honey. She's going to take you right through it.
That was a word right there.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we praying
it's
for you,
sis. It's
going
to be all right, girl. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be all right.
Thank you.
No doubt, baby. She's still here with you, man. That's what's up. Dang, I like that analogy of the hinges and the door becoming, and because you feel like that sometimes when you're going through stuff and what life just seems so heavy and it seems like everything is just getting destroyed.
Yes.
But that's because that wall is being torn down so you can move on to your greater purpose. That was a good word right there, now.
You like it what you see? Everything designer that's on me.
Man, 17 minutes away from 10 a.m., and it is free-for-all final hour on a free-for-all Friday. What's on your mind?
Morning. Free-for-all Friday.
Free-for-all Friday. What's on your mind, family?
I want to call about Wake Forest University apologizing for slavery in the convocation yesterday. And, of course, I feel it's long overdue. My daughter is a sophomore there, and she hasn't experienced anything directly racist, but she's seen things throughout the campus, like emails recently and some things with organizations, black student organizations that she's part of. I think they got it right by publicly acknowledging and acquiescing to what they did and participating in, from profiting from slavery. And I think it's a move forward in the right direction, but I know a lot of people don't know privilege of Wake Forest, what's going on. It feels like it's an isolated private school. But my daughter's there, and I think it's everyone needs to know how progress can move forward with acquiescence to what you did.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. I just looked it up on, just put it in Twitter, and it's definitely there. Wake Forest apologizes for slavery in university's past. At Founders Day convocation, President Hatch acknowledged the university's participation in the institution of slavery and offered an apology for how Wake Forest benefited from the labor and sale of enslaved people.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know Winston-Salem State right on the other side of town now. Huh?
SU. I went to SU.
HBCUs
will welcome your daughter with open arms.
Just putting that out there. But I appreciate this info, man. I had no clue about this situation. I'm going to do a little bit more homework on it and maybe have more to talk about regarding it next week.
Oh, yeah, please.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean, they're like...
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here on your radio, and I'm just seeing a story on HBCU Pride Nation that's coming out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Texas youth football teams are wearing HBCU uniforms this season,
mm-hmm.
and it is super dope. Like, they got the Aggies here, they got Southern here, they got FAMU here, they got Hampton, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
See a bunch of Tigers and Pants. I see Bison here. There's MEAC and SWAC schools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
MEAC and SWAC schools. But yeah, that's super, super dope, man. Put HBCUs on the map, man, especially in a state as big as Texas, how revered they hold.
Football is huge.
They do have the Junior Aggies here, but that's the only one I know of here in Greensboro.
That uses HBCU.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I was just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's dope, though. Shouts to that Texas Youth Football League, man. 102.
I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with that poppy ball on it.
Six minutes to 10, y'all.
PSA to the ladies from the baby. Oh. He tweets, ladies, calling me Jonathan means you're my girlfriend. He goes on further and tweets, I hate when fans try to call me by my government name and misspell my ish. Bro, you don't know me, bro.
Mm.
Smacking the forehead emoji, laughing emoji. So I guess the baby don't want y'all calling him Jonathan.
You know, well, y'all follow a lot of celebrities and a lot of people that be telling y'all about y'allself for no reason. Like, y'all just love him and y'all just want to touch him and be around him, and just, but they keep telling y'all, man, you don't know me, you don't know me. But y'all steady streaming and doing. Woo!
That ain't fair, though.
No. No, man. Of course we know she don't. They don't know you, bro. They just, come on, man.
Pop Smoke. She like
the way that I rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.